Blog Talk Radio.
Ole Miss is a wonderful name. And now, friends, we are back to Monday on the First Fruits Prayer and Praise morning here on NBA Live. Call us 347-934-0207. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. Now, let's go back into the service where the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, is hosting the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference. God bless. Stand by. Let's go there.
This moment that I don't have my laptop. They called me a couple of days later and said, can you travel? And I said, absolutely. They said, can you leave Sunday? And I said, yes. They have provided me to come on site and work. And on site just happens to be in Sacramento, California. So I go to work this morning. I don't have to have a laptop. And I'm really in an apartment, to be honest. I have all the food paid. I have the rental car paid. I have everything is paid for. I haven't spent a dime except to tip the guy at the airport. God is just awesome. And I will be here for 2 months. That's enough time to replace that laptop. I'm ready to shout right now. God is so awesome.
My. And God just set you up like that. That's something. My God.
It was a setup. What's meant for bad has been nothing but a miracle.
I've been trying to figure out if God's going to let me read this. I think he is for one or two reasons. Number one, that you would see the miracle and know that it was prophesied before it happens and that your faith would rise to another level. God doesn't want me, as I said the other day, to go to a 20 level of faith, and yours is down at a 2. I want us to go together. I'm not a selfish person. I want your faith to increase too. And I didn't say this when God said it. Let's see if God said it or the devil said it. Amen. I'm going to read this to you with the permission from the Lord, because he said it. Here's a prophecy the Lord gave to me. He said, I say unto you, my son. Now, I want you to know that what the Lord showed me 4 or 5 years ago, he showed me a board of people that have been assigned to give money all over the world to ministries that are doing the greatest job for the glory of the Lord. I saw it. You can't take that from me. The Lord showed that to me. I saw this board giving away millions and millions of dollars for the glory of God to help ministries around the world. And the Holy Ghost said, say this, no longer will there be a time where ministries have to beg corporate world to get money to do the work of the Lord. He said, that day is coming to an end. Yeah. Then here's the prophecy the Lord gave to me. He said, I say unto you, my son, I just typed it out as he was speaking, that wealth shall come to you. And this is the Lord said this to me, I believe, so much that you will not be able to give all of it away. It says, because of the billions of praises that you are leading people to send up to me, my son, ye shall give $40 million away, and it shall mount up to $400 million. Ye shall give $400 million away, and it shall mount to billions. Ye shall give billions away, and it shall mount to trillions. You will never be able to give all of it away. And I am adding to the prophecy tonight, he said. That was, yeah, instead of one board assembled to give money away, ye shall have 2 boards of the same for the same purpose. Then he said this, and nothing shall be impossible through ministry because of the financial backing that I am establishing to you, my son. I put the enemy's name on both of these things and said, would that be the devil saying that to me? Would the enemy say, and nothing shall be impossible through ministry of the financial backing I'm establishing to you. The devil didn't say that. He didn't want ministries to prosper. The devil didn't say, well, let's ask, did the Lord or the devil say, I say unto you, my son, that the wealth shall come to you. I'm the last person in the world. He wants to have wealth, the devil, so much that you will be able to give, you will not be able to give all of it away. Did God say that or the devil? Because of the billions of praises that you are leading people to send up to me, my son. Did God say that out of the devil? Ye shall give $40 million away, and it shall mount up to $400 million. Would God say that out of the devil? Ye shall give $400 million away, and the purpose is for ministry all over the world, and it shall amount to billions. Did God say that out of the devil? Ye shall give billions away, and it shall mount up to trillion. Did God say that of the devil? You will never be able to give all of it away. Did God say that of the devil? And I am adding to the prophecy tonight, instead of one board assembled to give money away, what for ministry? He shall have two boards for the same purpose. Did God say that of the devil? Then he said, your day will be so phenomenal that the world shall marvel at your wealth. It shall be like the Queen of Sheba coming to see Solomon, but much, much, much more. Then it said this. I know this is so phenomenal. I just couldn't fathom it. But it said, you shall be sought after by kings, queens, and religious leaders all over the world of all faiths. Then it said, no materialistic things shall move you, for you shall only be moved by ministry and the Spirit of God. Did God say that of the devil? Then he said, people who have done you wrong will have to come and apologize to you because they won't be able to sleep well. Then he said, you shall be gracious unto them. Did God say that of the devil? But watch their motivation. He said, watch their motivation. Amen. The devil doesn't want you to be gracious to nobody. He wants you to cuss them out. Amen. Then he said, always give God the glory for all that he has done. Did God say that of the devil? Always give God the glory for all he has done, for all he is doing, all he will do. This is a kinship talking about, does it thank God? Then he said, you will never be able to outgive God. Did God say that out of the devil? The more you give, it will be given back to you. Who said that? And then he said, I'm moving your wife up with you. Did God say that out of the devil? No good thing will I withhold from her. Yeah. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard the things that I shall do for you. Watch, that means watch and see the good things that I shall do for thee. Then it said this as it closed, the Holy Ghost closed, and you shall be my witness of the miraculous, thus said the Lord. And he closed by saying this, I am the Lord thy God, and I cannot lie. Who said that? The Lord or the devil? I teach that you can recognize the real voice of God by asking questions. That's why I ask these questions. Who said those things? It's so phenomenal. I was wondering, God, is this you really speaking to me, or is this the enemy? But I just typed it out, what he was saying. I'm trying to tell you that it's a blessing to serve the Lord. It's a blessing. Oh, thank you 1,000 times. God said, because you of the billions of praises you are leading people to send up to me, he said to me, because of the billions of praises leading people to send up to him. He spoke to me and said those things. Now, he's not a God. He should lie. It will come to pass. Amen. It will come to pass. I told my mother when I got ready to leave Kansas City and told her some things. She said, oh, son, come on. I said, yes, ma'am. And everything that I said to her that the Lord has shown me came to pass. Why did I read that to you? The Lord said, read it so that when your level goes up and the things start happening to you, that somebody else's level around you will go up also. They'll know that God spoke these things. As Elijah said, that you may know that there's a God in heaven. And also, Elijah said, and also let them know that there's a prophet here in Israel. People's faith go up. Not only they receive miracles, not only because they believe in God, I'll keep on telling y'all, but their faith goes up because they believe in Jesus, the man. They didn't know he was the Messiah. They believed in him as a man of God. And because of that, they got faith. And God builds faith in people when you have things that happen to you and they believe in what God has said. That's why I share with you. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm going to open up the line for prayer requested this morning. If you have anything else to say on that, I'm going to come bring it back tomorrow. Talk about what good does it do to thank the Lord. Remember that. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. What good does it do to thank God? Mm-hmm. You have a prayer request? One of you sisters, would y'all take that for me, the prayer request? The line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord. I'll take the prayer request this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the First Fruit prayer line where we pray ye for one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that men should always pray and not faint. Amen. And when you pray, you won't faint. But if you don't pray, you will faint. So we want to take your prayer request this morning and take a sweet aroma up unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The First Fruit prayer line, praise the Lord, 1,000 times plus. May I have the first praise prayer request, please?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. Area code 325.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. I just thank God this morning for each of the saints, each of the ambassadors, and our head ambassador. I'm requesting prayer for myself and my family. I need God to open some doors for me, and financially as well as physically. Asking you to remember Johnson family. Thank you.
All right.
It's Sister Peterson from Gary, Indiana. I'm Christian prayer for Glory Jean Dixon. Her family made it. I also pray for her leg, how she's driving. And her leg is getting no trouble, and she had to drive all the way home. So pray for her. And also pray for the James family, the Isle of Marie.
Peterson, who was the person that was driving all the way home? I didn't get the name of
Glory,
the moment.
Glory Jean Dixon.
Glory Jean
Dixon.
All right. And you asked for prayer for her. And what was the other one? It's a little, I don't know if you're close to
the James family. The James family.
All right. James family.
The bereavement.
The bereavement.
Yes, ma'am. And remember me in prayer.
All right. I got it, Sister Peterson.
And remember me.
All right. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille.
I heard Sister Lucille a little stronger, and the next one would be after her. Good morning, Sister Lucille.
Good morning. I'm asking prayer for my family. There's some feuding going on in my family, and I'm asking the saints to pray for them and also pray for me and my children.
All right, shall do. Please.
Good morning, Ambassador Stern. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York.
Good
morning,
morning,
Dr. Johnson, and Sister Betty and Mother Johnson and Dr. Piper and all the saints of God. I'm asking for prayer for myself, and I'm asking for prayer for my church and my pastor.
All right. I got it. God bless you today, Evangelist Johnson.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking prayer, please, for myself, my two children, and also I'm being attacked by the enemy. So please keep me in prayers and my children. Thank you.
Okay. How you doing this morning?
Great, ma'am. Can't
good,
complain.
Good. All right. Anyone else this morning?
Father Digby, I'm requesting prayer for Sister Tiffany Mays. She lost her father, and the service, the funeral service will be Saturday. I'm asking prayer for that family.
All right.
One more.
All right. Dr. Johnson, I would like to put a prayer request here myself. I want prayer for my husband. He has to be back at the hospital this morning, Dr. Gary Stern, and the pastor that was the pastor of my church in Florida. Her name was Dr. Ruth Reeves Lowe, who transitioned to the Lord on yesterday. Amen. And the church's name is to God be the glory, and they're really going through this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. We got it, Dr. Johnson. Is it any more, Dr. Johnson, you want me to take before we go to the throne?
No. Let's go. Let me pray first for your husband and the family there, your church family in Florida. Father, oh, thank you for being so real, so real. People don't even know how real you are. Amen. But you're right here, and you're right there. Look on Dr. Stern there, Gary Stern. God, I want to ask you, according to Malachi 3:10, prove me. Prove yourself. Oh, God, show up in his body and move. Whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. I don't care what it is. If people just can understand that you control everything, and when you move in the room, God, you are stopping by police. Stop by there and touch Dr. Stern, Gary Stern. Lift the spirits. Oh, God, give him a healing in that body. Would you please, Lord, give him a healing? I know you're busy, but would you stop by now if you can? I know you can, but if it pleases you, would you stop by and touch his body? Look on the family down there in Florida. Help them. You know, it's very devastating to lose a pastor. Amen. And sheep now, we don't want them to scatter. God, stretch out your mighty hand over them and help them and bless them. Use them for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all things that you've done, of what you're doing. Looking for a wonderful, wonderful report about what you did for your glory, to Dr. Gary Stern and for this family down there, church family in Florida, Dr. Lowe's family. God, help.
Yes.
Jesus, I pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to the First Fruit Prayer Line, we just want to go, amen, before the Lord in prayer, and we just want to thank him again and again, and I encourage every last one of us, amen, to get before the Lord and give him 1,000 praises, because he said, dwell in the praises of his people. And God, we start off this week, oh God, giving you a right now praise, a thank you, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your holy name. And we come before you this morning, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you will clean us up every time we come, oh God. Give us a clean heart, a right mind. Oh, God, as Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, clear our minds and our thoughts, oh, God, our evil ways, oh, God, that we may be, oh, God, connected to the true vine, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for the wisdom seminar. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what blessings does it bring forth to us by thanking you, oh, God, a thousand times plus. We thank you, oh, God, for the man of God, for Dr., oh, God, Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We thank you and we lift them up before you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because whom much is given, much is required, and you have put a lot in his hands to do, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, and we just want to trust you, oh God, that he's doing it well in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on Lady Betty this morning. Touch that glad heart this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her going out and bless her coming in, oh God. Look on the daughter, the children, and, oh God, the ones that's connected. Oh, God, to the family this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, look on Mother Atlee Johnson, oh, God. We surround her with prayer, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to crown her with anointed oil, oh, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We pray right now that you heal, oh, God, the body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where they could not find the pain in her body, for the hip or for the leg, Lord, we pray that you, oh, God, apply your saturating oil of joy in her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come right now and we pray for amazing grace. Oh, God, and I just like to say how sweet it sound, but touch the church body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember the blog line, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the souls that are added to the fold because of the work of the Lord is still going forth through the man of God. Remember first fruit prayer line, Lord. Remember the children's prayer line. Oh God, this morning, bring everything to our remembrance that needs to be prayed for this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we come with a glad heart. We come with our heads lifted up and our arms unto you, our holy hands praising you this morning. Now God, the people and your servants that ask for prayer this morning, we want to put them on the altar because Lord, you say cast all your cares, all our cares upon you, for you careth for us, Lord. Peter saw that in the spirit, Lord God, and we're casting our cares before you, Lord, and we already know that you care for us. But remember Sister Johnson this morning that asked that we pray for, Lord God. We pray right now, God, that you strengthen her body and bless her soul, Lord God. Oh, God, this morning, give her a double touch of your anointing. Oh, God, this morning, every last one of us that's in our homes this morning, wherever we are, that hear the first fruit prayer line, a special anointing ought to be upon our household. Remember her family. Oh, God, this morning, touch the finances. Oh, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, for a physical body. Oh, God, oh, God, let a mind, a soul, and a body be lined up with the word of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her today, over her concerns. Oh, God, this morning, touch Sister Peterson, Lord God, your mother of Zion, your humble servant. I see a growing in the spirit, and let her grow in grace. She asks that we pray this morning for Sister Gloria, oh God, Victoria James family, in the name of Jesus. Bereavement is all over the land, but oh God, according to your word, Lord, Ecclesiastes the 3rd chapter, say it, oh God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Your family joy. Let the hills for which cometh their help. So our help cometh from the Lord, which and earth. We decree and declare, and we in the spirit this morning, oh God, for bereavement, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we pray for Sister Lucille, this young lady, Lord God. I do believe that she's faithful unto you, Lord God, but bless me. Oh, God, you say confusion, we know it's everywhere, and God is not the author of confusion, but he can bring peace in the midst of a storm. Oh, God, this morning, we put your hands on it and lay your hands on a family, Lord God. It's a trick of the enemy, and if the enemy can break up families, he'll be happy, but we're going to bind them up in the name of Jesus. Bring joy and peace in the family, Lord God. Touch us to Lucille, Lord God. Build her up, Lord. Let her be a light shining in a family. Let her seek your face in the name of Jesus. Children, wrap them in your arms. Don't let them sway. Don't let them be confused by what's going on. Shield them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh Lord, for a mother that wants prayer for her children, because prayer sure do work, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, this morning, Evangelist Johnson, out of New York, we thank you, oh God, for the saints are all over the land, and they call in for prayer. Oh God, this morning, we don't know what's going on, but she asks, oh God, that we lift her up in prayer. And I remember down through the years that we were taught that we bear one another.
Because you say you'll open up a window in heaven and pour us out
blessed. And I imagine a big arena, the biggest place in the world, that they won't even have enough room for the blessings the Lord will restore unto us. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
God, this morning. Oh, God, this morning I praise you.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, a Monday morning praise. Somebody put out to her that I so on Monday. It's a good morning, a hallelujah morning, to start out to her with a good morning praise. I feel encouragement. The anointing of the Lord is walking in your community. Moving in your community. It's walking all up and down your spine. Oh, God, you feel the goosebumps all down your back, all down your neck.
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost want to move in you this morning. The Holy Ghost trying to stir up in you. He says, the gift. Paul says, stop the gift that is within you. And if you got a praise this morning, you're going to stir it up. Hallelujah. You're going to stir it up.
I
say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my heart. It is sick.
Every trial that comes my way, I want to pass the test. Oh, God, I don't want to
glory.
In well doing, because I know I'm serving you with all my heart and all my mind. Oh, God, that the pastor brought in my house on yesterday morning, the Bible asked who didn't sin when the little boy was born blind. It wasn't because he sinned, but God wanted to show his glory. Hallelujah. To use whatever he got to use to show his glory. And God is using somebody on the prayer line. Oh, God. He's showing his glory. So he'll take the computer. He'll take the car. He'll take away the sugar tits. He'll take away the pacifiers. And he'll use it to show his glory. I may not have locked up in my room for 2 hours on Thursday when the enemy came on my property. But because of that, I went in my prayer closet for 2 hours better. And I just began to thank God. I thanked him. Because I can get material things, but you can't get the life back. Jesus. Oh, somebody, I got to stop here this morning. Because the goodness of the Lord, the glory of God, the glory of God. I suggest you try Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Oh, my God.
Here I am. Do what you want to do.